Well, we're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener, and we're sitting out on the farm this morning, 5712 Watkins Road in Wendell. The Perry family invited us out to Crossroads Corn Maze, and it is, hey, Rufus.
Rufus.
Come on over here and sit down. Paula, come on back and finish your story. Finish talking. You were talking a lot of stuff. By the way, you can't. If you fell over, you'd hit a Perry out here. So this side of the county. So you were talking about the corn maze being designed by Wayne Batten. By Wayne Batten, who was an extension agent here for many years.
Here being Wake County.
Yeah, Wake County Tobacco. Yeah, Wake County. So he was also an extension director in Pender County before he retired.
Okay.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Really smart guy. So he designed your...
Yeah. He works. He's cut our maze out all 9 years. This is our ninth season. So we come up with something that we want to celebrate every year. So this being heroes, I tell them I want heroes somewhere in the maze. I want long dead ends, and he'll take that and he'll put something together and send it to me and say, how do you like this?
Yeah.
And I'll look at it and I'll either say thumbs up or, hey, can we do something over here in this area? Make this one a little bit longer, this one a little bit shorter. So he helps me out with that every year. So he's awesome.
He is that. And, wow, you were talking about farmers. That you're saluting farmers, our farmers
yes.
here in Wake County and in North Carolina, especially. I'm looking at the maze right now. My goodness, that's intricate.
Yeah.
I guess he used GPS.
I haven't figured it out.
It is the coolest thing. So the very first year we did it, my husband called me. He said, all right, the guy's here cutting out the maze. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I'll be right there. And I'm thinking he's going to have this great, big, ginormous piece of equipment. And I come out, and he's got a zero-turn lawnmower. And I'm thinking, what kind of Mickey Mouse stuff is this? You know, thinking, oh, my gracious, is this guy for real? Well, that's what he does. He cuts it out with a zero-turn. He puts it on a GPS and the pattern, and he goes and he cuts it out.
So it's a walking path. That's why, why that's size. He doesn't use a combine, Paula.
Right. I know, right? I mean, you can tell.
You wouldn't have any corn maze left.
I'm just thinking big. You know?
I know. Well, that's good. It's good to think big.
I bet you Wayne knows our friend Larry Wooten, being from Pender County.
Probably.
Larry, for years and years, was the head of the
Farm Bureau.
Yeah. And a wonderful, wonderful friend.
Yeah. How about that? All these good agriculture.
Now, Paula, tell us about this snipe hunt, your first snipe hunt.
Well, maybe.
What
maybe
is a snipe hunt?
Oh, my goodness. Everybody
what is a
needs
snipe
to go
hunt?
On one, at least one.
But don't tell the whole story, but.
Well, my father said that would be a great 16th birthday thing. And so you go out into the woods with a bag and you look for the snipes.
Okay.
And if you find them, you put them in the bags and you bring them back.
You know what a snipe is, don't you?
And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Rufus, you Weren't you involved in a snap hunt at Carolina?
When I was at Carolina, I had this little boy named Doug Burkhart from New York City. And I had built up a snap hunt for 3 or 4 weeks. And I said, Doug, you're going to get to do something that very few people ever get to do. So we went out there about a mile out of Chapel Hill, which was at that time sort of country. And old Doug, for about a good while, was there waiting on that snipe.
They don't have snipes in New York, do they?
I'll leave it at that.
Well, they don't tell you what they look like, or at least my dad didn't. He didn't say what it looked like. Oh, he said, but you'll know it.
I bet he got a good laugh. Your daddy got a good laugh, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yes, well, he did.
Yes,
absolutely.
We did.
There are no snipe hunts out here, but we do have... a lot of other things going on.
There's so many beautiful things out here.
For instance, what do you have going on, just for people who are joining us?
Okay, so we have today, this weekend, but today especially is a big day. We've got the International Chapter 37 tractors out here. They are gorgeous restored tractors. Big group of guys. They do parades and the fair and all that, but they brought their tractors out here to come. You can come look at them and take pictures. We've got a food truck rodeo. We got three food trucks coming out, so come hungry. That's from 11:30 to 4. So it's going to be a big day. And the one thing I do want to give a shout out as far as farmers is we're taking donations. So we are collecting money to go back into the community. So we always pick something every year that we can, you know, support. Mm-hmm. Last year it was Western North Carolina. We had a great support team that went to Western North Carolina with a tractor truck load of supplies. You know, people brought all through the season, and then they gave donations. So we sent that money to Samaritan's Purse, and then, you know, so that they could use it ever how they needed to. This year... it is a local, and I can't remember the name of it, but I have it over there. I'll get it in just a second.
We'll get it over here.
Yeah. But we are taking donations so that we can help the community with whatever their needs are. So.
Wonderful. Very nice.
Very great.
Yeah. Now, what is this hay maze thing out here? I saw Lee out there putting out little teeny pumpkins.
So we've got a pumpkin patch out there that's included in the price of your ticket. And that little hay maze right there is for beginners. So that would be great for you to try.
That's me. I know. I'm a beginner in a lot of things.
See if you can get out of that. And if you can get out of that, you could probably do the
Have you got a school for...
Then you graduate to the maze.
Announcers anywhere?
I don't... Denouncers?
Yeah. School for denouncers?
I don't know. So where did this inspiration come from for this?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my husband talked about it for years, and I just kind of laughed it off, like, yeah, whatever.
Is there a lot of little boy in him, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He has big dreams.
Yeah.
And but he had played around with this for years, and then finally one year he just came up and says, okay, I'm going to do it this year. And I thought, I don't know what a corn maze is. What do you do? I've never done one before, you know. So anyway, the very first year was 9 years ago, and we put a corn maze together, and we've been doing it ever since. So
that's
it just kind of grown and grown and grown.
Wow, it must work.
Yeah. And one thing I do want to say is we are not a haunted maze. So we want to give everybody an option. There's so many mazes out there, great mazes, but most of them are haunted. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, not everybody wants haunted.
Right? No, of course not.
We've chosen to be different, and we have been blessed tremendously. The Lord has blessed us tremendously by taking the different route. Mm-hmm. And we have families every year that tell us, you know, thank you for giving us an option.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we like to let everybody know, because we do a night maze as well. Mm-hmm. So the night is awesome.
I bet.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
So when do things open up here?
They open up on Saturdays 10 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So 10 o'clock.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much. I want you to come back here and there, if you will, and talk to us.
Yeah, come back and tell us what that charity is that we're contributing.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead. Yes. Oh, yeah, you go ahead and find that
out. If I could jump up, but, you know, this thing would probably...
No, don't jump up.
Yeah. No jumping.
No.
All right.
So, but I will. I will be back. I'm
and we'll talk a little gardening with you, too.
Okay.
I bet you garden.
Not
you have time?
Well.
You don't have time. Anyway.
Well, I do. Well.
Vegetable gardening's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. All gardening is fine.
I do some good flowers outside.
That's good.
You know, that's fine.
That's within our realm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do good. That's my girl right there. Okay. Thank you, Kaylee girl.
Hey, Kaylee.
This is Kaylee.
Is that your daughter?
That's our daughter, yes.
Is she shy, too?
Not really.
Are you shy like
you
mama?
Like your mother or daddy?
She's eating her biscuit.
Okay, well, she can't talk with her mouth full. So.
Hey,
what is the charity?
Okay, the charity.
Where do you get that? Oh, inside the maze. I got to go in the maze to get it.
But you know what? I think the apple cider, the hot cider is ready. Will you bring all of these guys and girls a cup?
Thank you.
So we do hot cider and hot cocoa, too. So the name of the company that we are going to support this year is Interfaith Food Shuttle.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. That is
yeah.
Wonderful.
So
they do such great work.
Yeah, we were reading on the website, and actually Kaylee came up with it. She was looking at different, you know, things that we could support and found this one and said, I think this is the one that we need to do this year.
Definitely. That's so great. Excellent organization.
So people come out, make a donation, support your farmers, support Interfaith Food Shuttle. You know, that's what we're going to do this year.
Well, have your first of the day.
Oh, thank you so much. This is awesome.
There's an Interfaith.
Oh, here we go.
There's an Interfaith food shuttle down the road for me at McNair's Country Acres.
Oh, wow.
Huge one.
Yeah, they have
it's a wonderful organization.
Sites.
Oh, wow. Well, we're really excited about this
absolutely.
This year. So thank you so much for
thank
your
Thank you, Paula. We're going to talk to you some more.
Okay.
We're going to take a call here. Steve is with us. Hey, Steve.
Hey, I tried to call you guys from Dallas last week.
What were you doing in Dallas? Were you visiting friends or?
Relatives.
Okay, yeah. That's right. Yeah. You have relatives out there.
Well, Steve, is that Dallas, North Carolina, or Dallas, Texas?
Texas.
No, Dallas, Texas. We were in a little town called Roanoke, Texas.
Ah.
It's right down the street from the Texas Motor Speedway.
Oh, wow. How about that?
But,
so,
I
got to tell you.
I tried to call, phone kept giving me this signal about this number is not registered to call from here. So I, anyway.
I don't know.
That's Texas for you.
I know.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
It doesn't make any sense.
But anyway, I tried to call you.
Thank you.
tomorrow is our last Daylily meeting at the,
for the season.
At the J.C. Ralston Arboretum. And we're going to have, if somebody wants some really good daylilies that are homegrown and for a reasonable price, they're going to have an auction. And there's about 40 plants that they're going to be auctioning off tomorrow. So if anybody's interested, we start at, the meeting starts at 2 o'clock, and it's open to anybody who wants to come. And it's going to be an exciting time. So it's the one chance we have that the public will have to get some daylilies from us. So
excellent.
Since we don't have a sale this year, where are you guys? You're at a remote.
We're out on Watkins Road in Eastern Wake County. The address is Wendell. We're just off Buffalo and Old Mill Burney Road out in that area.
Okay.
So, I need to tell you, driving on 540, the toll part of it, one of the exits at an overpass, there are still a few daylilies blooming, yellow daylilies.
Yeah.
So, Always glad to see that.
There are late ones. I've got one plant blooming in my garden.
Hold on a second, Steve. We'll come back to you after a break.
That's
here
okay.
at WPT.
I'll let you guys go. Thanks.
Take care. All right, we'll be back. Okay, we're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener with Crossroads Corn Maze. It's 5712 Watkins Road in Wendell. What a fun place to come to. They open up at 10 o'clock today, and they'll have food trucks, and they've got, I don't know how many, 20 tractors, maybe more than that.
We're getting
out here.
And more and more keep appearing. Yeah.
We're saluting farmers today. Who doesn't want to support or salute a farmer? And they've brought some of their restored tractors out here. There's a cadet cub over there. The rest of them are, most of them are international harvesters, mm-hmm. I'd say, just by their coloration. There's a real old one. I didn't see that him pull up.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a couple of really old ones out there.
Yeah, I think all of them, they've driven them all up except for one of them that was parked here when we got here.
Right. So come out and look at that. And as Paula was mentioning, there are a lot of other activities, including a corn maze. And there's a hay maze, too. For those of you who can't handle the corn maze, you can start and get adjusted and oriented by taking the corn maze test. Well, it's not really a test. You just have a good time. And you get treats. So maybe that's where Rufus is right now, because he was somebody had a Bo Biscuit, and they said they got it by out in the maze.
Yep, I think that's where he's going.
So maybe he's out in the maze trying to find the Bowberry Biscuit.
There's so many pumpkins out here. They've got, everybody's been putting pumpkins out because it's pumpkin season.
So many colors. If you go to the farmer's market, there are, but it's standard orange out here. But yeah.
I don't know. We've got some. Like,
that's,
kind of
I don't know. That's
ones,
kind of flesh colored.
Well, so these, it's funny. A couple years ago, they started coming out with these quote unquote stackable pumpkins. And it was a marketing idea. It's totally marketing. These pumpkins have been around for thousands of years, but they are the best for pumpkin pie. If you make anything with pumpkin or squash,
so is it the shape?
Gourd,
I mean, of course, it's the variety.
Mm-hmm. If you cut into one of these, if the standard kind of jack-o'-lantern pumpkin, it has a thinner flesh and a big kind of open cavity, and which is great for jack-o'-lanterns because you don't want a lot of flesh. You want it to be very dry because otherwise it'll rot.
Sure.
But these big stackable ones are almost solid flesh. They've got a little bit of seeds on the inside. So a little bit goes a long way. I've got one sitting in front of me. I don't know.
So you can make a pie with this one, you think?
How do you tell, other than...
The fact that they're kind of squatty.
I don't know. There's several different kinds, and you can go online. There's some really great resources for baking pumpkins.
And I'm sure the folks at the farmers market in Raleigh will tell you which ones are good for that. I'm sure
definitely.
They sell those.
Yeah, but we've got about, this one's about 10 pounds or so. And gosh, there's got to be like 20, 30 cups of pumpkin here. I mean, it does not take much. It's going to take me a long time to cook this thing down, but it's so versatile. But if you use your cut pumpkins for decoration, you can't cook with them. They set out for too long.
Yeah.
So
what are your ingredients? What's your recipe?
Oh, for roasting it?
No, you're going to make a pie with it? Or what are you going to do with it?
I usually cut it up and I roast it and just get it down to the pulp and freeze some of it and then make it into pumpkin pie. I make bread. I make pancakes. I make
so
a little
bit of cinnamon everything. And nutmeg. Maybe what else?
And also sometimes I'll chunk it and I'll make it and I'll use it instead of butternut squash. These firmer pumpkins can also be used in lieu of a butternut squash. So you can roast them and put them with beans and onions. So savory and sweet.
Savory and sweet. There you go. Something for everyone. Just like there is out of here at Crossroads Corn Maze. We're at 5712 Watkins Road, Wendell address, but we're out in beautiful country in eastern North Carolina, eastern Wake County. More coming up on the WPTF Weekend Garden. All right, we're back on WPTF out in the country. We're out in Wake County with WPTF Weekend Gardener, 5712 Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S, Watkins Road in Wendell. Thanks to the folks at Massey's Plumbing. And we're on the Perry Farm here, where this Crossroads Corn Maze is has been developed. This is their ninth or tenth year, and they've got this 5-acre corn maze that we see out here this morning, plus a children's corn maze. They also have hay rides, pumpkins, a food truck. There's the hay maze over here with the pumpkins in it that you can start with if you don't feel comfortable with the corn maze. If you won't get afraid you're going to get lost, but you're not going to get lost. Mm. And the food trucks come out at 11:30 sometime there, and things open up at 10 today. So lots going on out here. Such nice people and the tractors.
These tractors. There's
the tractor man, Mike.
He must be in charge.
Come over here. We want to talk to you about those tractors.
Here, let's grab this, Mike, here. Oh, okay, we got this.
I've seen you unloading them, and you love it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You introduce yourself, please, sir.
I'm Bradley O'Neill with International Harvester, Chapter 37.
Wow.
What does 37 mean?
It's our club number, so everywhere in North Carolina, there's a bunch of different clubs, and we're just number 37.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bradley, mighty impressive.
Thank you.
I'll tell you.
Yes, sir.
I'm proud of them. They did a good job this year. This is our first time doing this out here, so.
Very cool.
It was a good place to do it. Got plenty of room to get things off the trailer and congregate. I know that everybody's congregating down there and talking, and nice morning for that. Nice chilly morning. So tell us about this organization, and everybody is crazy about International Harvester tractors.
Yeah, they beat John Deere. The best there is International Harvester.
Okay, we got that in.
Yeah.
So we go to several different events throughout the year, probably at least 20 or 30, 40.
Wow.
We're at the NC State Fair coming up. We have a tent, so be sure to come by and see us and check out our tractors. We'll have a lot more there, probably at least 20 or 30. And
I'm sure Commissioner Troxler had something to do with that.
He is. He's a big supporter of us.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Tell us about that cub down there.
Oh, which one?
That the yellow and beige.
That really stands out.
Okay. That's the one I drove this morning.
Yeah.
That's a 1966 International Cub.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I
looks
saw you
in great shape.
I said, that's my tractor.
That's my tractor.
Has that been fully restored?
It has, by Mike Jones here in Roseville. Yep.
How about that? What's the oldest tractor out there?
It's probably going to be a 1950s Cub.
Yep. Very good.
Nice. And there's one over here with the International Harvester flag. That looks like it's got a bigger engine than some of the others.
Yeah, that's going to be a Super M. That's Joey Sullivan's tractor.
Yeah. What will that do in the quarter mile?
I don't know. I've never driven it.
You know, I've driven a tractor one time, and it was when I was at a Methodist camp as a counselor and a lifeguard, and I got on that thing, and I like to go fast, so I was going as fast as that thing was, but the problem was I had a lot of trouble getting her stopped. And I almost ran through a building, but I finally figured it out. I didn't get a lot of instructions, but
it's called brakes, Mike.
Well, I hit the brakes. I think there was some gearing involved too.
That's right.
So that was so much fun.
How many folks are in your chapter?
A lot of members. I'd probably say at least over 100.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is just a small part of that.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
nice.
Amazing. Are most of the folks in the chapter here in East Wake County is always
Wendell, Roseville, Zebulon, Nightdale.
Yeah.
Wow. Bradley, I assume you grew up on a farm.
I did. I sure did.
Nothing like it, is it?
In a little town called Pierce's in Zebulon.
I know where Pierce's is.
Yeah. Yep.
I think I knew some Pierce's, but they were from Franklin County.
Yeah. Pierce's is in Franklin County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
So, what was it like growing up on a farm for you? What did y'all raise livestock in?
Well, before me, it was tobacco and grain and everything, but my granddaddy passed away in 2015, and my grandma sold the farm. So he just had horses and cows and stuff like that by the time I came along.
Sure.
So it's still basically like growing
up. What kind of cattle? Hereford?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
To be right honest with you. And his farm name was Aloe Farms. And Aloe stands for a little of everything.
Okay.
Yep. He was Aloe. Eclectic.
Yep.
Aloe.
That sums it up for everything, right?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. So did you take cattle to the state fair for judging?
I used to. Chad Ray and Jody Ray of Ray Family Farms in Lewisburg, I used to show cows for them.
Okay. I love watching that when we go. That's one of my first stops when I have a chance to is catch one of those judging contests.
And, livestock shows are fun.
Yeah, they are, and the younger the people, the better. Yeah, little kids.
Oh man, seeing those little girls and boys
calves.
wrangling yeah. cows,
trying to get them to be nice,
and
stand straight and all of that. Yes, it's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Bradley,
yes, for
y'all coming out. This is great. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here at WPTF. It's 9:40. WPTF with the Weekend Gardener, Mike Rayleigh here, and we're at on Watkins Road with WPTF Weekend Gardener, Crossroads Corn Maze, and just having a blast out here today, talking with so many folks. The address is 5712. Watkins Road in Wendell, and they have 5-acre corn maze plus children's corn maze. They have hay rides, pumpkins, food truck rodeo. Today they have at least 20 International Harvester tractors from a local chapter, restored tractors, vintage tractors, and they are gorgeous and so interesting. We've been watching them pull into place, and they're all lined up. This morning they do parades and all kinds of things. It's a club, so they're all getting together down there and saluting farmers today, as we should every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's how most of us eat. So Paul is this must be Paul from Wendell. Hey Paul.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm gonna miss you guys today. I live in Wendell, so I would definitely be there, but I am volunteering at the SAS Championship out of Preston. So,
I'll tell you, there are going to be some hooks and balls flying all over the place with this wind. Is it windy out there?
It is windy, it's threatening to rain, and I'm going to walk around with a sign in my hand, and in the wind, the sign gets very unruly.
Yeah, we've been very lucky about the rain so far, at least out in this part of Wake County. The rain doesn't look they're certainly getting it on the coast from this low pressure system, but I think it's going to be a while. Hopefully, everybody at the SAS Championship will be inside in the clubhouse before it starts raining. But they're going to have to contend with some wind today.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly.
Well, Paul, thank you. I got my peppers from Monica.
Good. That's why I called.
Yes, sir. I picked them up yesterday, and my brother-in-law is very happy, the sharecropper.
Okay.
I gave Rufus some potato chips that have Carolina Reaper all mixed in.
And he loves them.
He's a judge. He must be a hanging judge.
Oh, that's what he calls himself, the hanging
judge. He's a tough guy if he likes those things. Mm-mm. But they're,
Well, the Tabasco peppers are the ones he likes to make the hot sauce with, mixed with a little habanero here and there.
Oh, wow.
That sounds good.
But no Carolina Reaper unless you want to fall down flat. Mm. I mean flat.
Or take off running.
Yeah.
If the weather cooperates, Rufus, I got more coming. So I'll keep trying to figure out how to get them to you. That's an easy way, with dropping them off with Monica. So.
Yeah. Well, Miss Monica,
I got to go.
You're very kind.
All right, you hang on to that sign.
Yeah, I will.
Take it easy. Stay upright.
You know what? The best thing that could happen is if
what?
The team still wants tonight that the course is unplayable and I don't have to do this on Sunday.
Or tomorrow it will look like one of those Three Stooges shorts when I'm out there divoting up the golf course.
Yeah. All right, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, see you, Paul.
Oh,
that's Paul from Wendell. He's in Cary today of the SAS Championship.
Here comes another tractor.
It looks like it's got bicycle wheels on the front. Got tractor coming there.
Yeah. That's you mean that's a 50s vintage? And that's what you need on your property there, Rufus, to get
I
around.
I would love to have that one.
That's nice.
Not the tractor. I'm talking about the four-wheeler.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I don't know. I really like that tractor.
Yeah, well, the tractor, too.
Man.
That looks like
it'll
go anywhere.
I know.
Come on out and see these tractors, folks. They're just fantastic.
Yeah, if you've got kids of all ages who love tractors, they need to be out here today because this is it's not going to be wild as crazy like the farmer's market or the fair.
State fair, right.
State fair, yeah. Well, these will be on display there at the state fair, as a matter of fact, and probably a whole lot more. Commissioner Troxler has really transformed everything he's touched, and including the state fairgrounds, Wesley, and all the folks out at state fairgrounds have just done a tremendous job. There are new buildings. There are a lot of things that you can see out there. Beyond the village of yesteryear is where you can find a tobacco barn and a lot of other things.
Yeah, I want to go to that, Mike, and see our friend Billy Juergen.
Are you going to join us out at Thursday or Friday with Phil Campbell and me and Flower Show and Dan Danford?
Yes, I think I shall.
All right. We'll make plans to do that, and we invite everybody out. We'll be there from noon to 2 on Thursday. At least I will. Rufus, if he is not working with a client or something else. And, of course, Ms. Phil, Dan Danford, who is in charge of the Flower Show, will be there to talk to him. And the Flower Show is and I'm sure you agree, Amanda, one of the best places at the – it's a must-stop at
definitely.
The State Fair. It's a relaxing place to be at the State Fair, and we all get joy from plants. I hope everybody does. But if you don't, come out to this, and in a few minutes you'll become yeah, Paula, what do you think of Rufus's glasses? That's a real shock on the system, isn't it? Rufus and his watermelon glasses, it's just not dignified.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Come on.
Well, this is by my friend Monica at the State Farmer's Market.
The manager of the State Farmer's Market.
Gave me these glasses, and I love them.
Have you worn them in court?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord.
Oh, you might have given him a heart attack.
You are in contempt.
I hear the gavel right now.
Oh, Lord.
That certainly would be in contempt, wouldn't it? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that would not go over well.
Yeah, they're cute. Rufus also has some bunny eared glasses for Easter that light up a little bit.
I left them at the office.
And what else do you have, Rufus? You
have
another pair.
I have another pair here of
I haven't seen those, Rufus.
Get those. Seen those either.
Oh, well, yes, I have. Yes, I have. You got those at the farmer's market, too.
Yes, I certainly did. And it says
USA. That's appropriate. Which,
Jeff, if you read it backwards, it's Appalachian State University.
That's actually what
I thought.
Do
you collect those on the side?
It's he's probably got a whole house full. It's just like Rufus spelled backwards is suffer.
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about
oh,
that?
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Well, let's see. What time is it? Oh, it's 9:52. Oh. Mm. But anyway, come out. We'll be there Thursday and Friday for the opening of the State Fair, noon till 2 at the Flower Show area, and do a few reports for you. And you can come out and talk to Rufus if he joins us. I expect he will.
Yeah, we get Fat Leg to drive me out there. We'll be all right.
Well, or you can ride with Phil.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah, that sounds like a good time.
And we can get us a hot dog and look at the tractors. And maybe we can get on that contraption again and ride across the fairgrounds.
Oh, yes.
Did you enjoyed that, didn't
I enjoyed
you?
It very much.
Yeah.
I've not done that before.
I can't think of the name of it.
Tramway.
No, it's not.
What?
That's,
no.
That's just south
the
of
the Sky Tram.
That's just south of Sanford.
That's just Sanford. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's where Big Bloomers is.
Yep.
Well, it's some kind of tram.
No, it's not a tram. It's a lift.
Yeah.
Sky lift or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Commissioner likes it.
And, I mean, it's great.
I love it. That's one of my favorite things that Melissa and I get on that and just relaxingly ride. You just kind of float.
Yeah.
Across the fairgrounds. And, yeah, so I highly recommend going to the state fair, period.
Hmm.
All right, we're at on Watkins Road with the Weekend Gardener. Amanda, what should we be doing in the landscape right now? Just kind of surveying things? Do we do any pruning right now or what?
You can do some pruning right now. I know folks have been asking because of the drought, stuff has been looking kind of sad and kind of tired.
Peakish.
So you should not be pruning your trees and shrubs right now unless it's dead, diseased, or dying. Wait for everything to go truly dormant December through February for real structural pruning stuff. But if your perennials are looking tired, you just want to get some of the dead out. If you are pruning and trying to support pollinators over the wintertime, you should leave your stems 12 to 24 inches long. We did a research study over the last couple of years and found that overwintering insects and things that have emerged early winter being January, February, they will colonize those cut stems, but those have to be cut and they need to be about 12 to 24 inches long. And you know, you can actually create a really nice aesthetic by creating that uniformity by cutting your perennials back and leaving some stems. But you don't have to leave everything. You can tidy it up and make it look good. Throw in some mulch around is always a good idea. And if you are planting, now is a great time to do planting. There's so many plant sales going
just
on.
Just water it.
As a matter of fact, the Orange County Cooperative Extension Service today is having a plant sale.
It's Plant Fest. Plant Fest. It is such a
It's a big one, too. Mart was on with us last week, and yeah, it's a big deal.
The Master Gardener Volunteers of Orange County, they show up and show out for that event, and it's not just a plant sale. I mean, they have all sorts of education and outreach, children's activities, food truck. You can talk to a Master Gardener, ask them any question. I mean, it really is a great event, and they put a lot of time and effort into it. You got the plant sale at Umstead. We've got you know, all of our friendly partners who are doing nurseries. You said that Campbell Road Nurseries.
Yeah,
the
food trucks out at Campbell Road Nursery today.
I mean, now is a time for planting your perennials and trees and shrubs. So get out there, get some plants in the ground, y'all. But water them after you plant them.
But water them. And Rufus recommends getting a copper top. It's not a copper head. It's a copper top. Copper top, I think it is.
And when you water... Water all the way around the plant. Don't just water where the stalk is, because especially on azaleas, they go out from the root.
Definitely.
And when you water deep water.
Oh, it is a copperhead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Water it is deeply. A copperhead.
Okay. Although, and today would be a great day to plant, because if we get some rain tonight, that'll be a nice, good
watering. Oh, absolutely.
Watering,
so. I think that rain's going to make it up here. I just feel like
hold
it will.
On, don't
it,
say
it does. It
man.
Does look like it's moving this way, so we'll see. We do definitely need it. I mean, the wind's blowing far enough. Yeah. It should be blowing that system toward us. We're having a great time this morning here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Come join us here on WPTF.